KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Southeast of Nome, Alaska, searchers found the wreck of a Bering Air commuter airplane, Cessna 208B, that had gone missing, 10 people aboard. The searchers say three bodies have been found inside what's left of the aircraft. Assistant Commander Ben McIntyre Coble not saying if the weather was a factor.
It's February in Alaska, the weather has not been fantastic.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. temporarily blocked the Trump administration plan to place 2,200 employees at the Agency for International Development on paid leave. Two federal workers associations say Trump doesn't have the authority for his swift dismantling of the agency. The president hitting social media to fire Kennedy Center Chairman David Rubenstein and other members of the center's board. He claims they don't share his vision of a golden age in arts and culture. This is ABC News.
Appleton Cigar Company on College Avenue has been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado looking for a one-of-a-kind experience, you need to check out Appleton Cigar, which boasts the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee with over 706 cigars to choose from in a walk-in humidor. The Cigar Lounge offers an impressive variety of spirits and cocktails that pair perfectly with a premium cigar. For the full experience, come to Appleton Cigar at 415 College Ave, Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Some Head Start programs in the state of Wisconsin have gone 2 weeks without their federal funding. This follows a memo from the Trump administration temporarily pausing federal grants, loans, and financial assistance programs. Senator Tammy Baldwin issued a letter to the Trump administration this week requesting immediate attention to resolve outstanding issues for Head Start payment systems. Head Start programs provide child care and education for low-income families. In 2022, more than 10,000 children were enrolled in Head Start programs throughout Wisconsin. License plate aficionados have a new one to start learning. Stuart J. Waddles has this story.
A new specialty license plate supporting the Wisconsin County Forest Association is now available from the DMV. The plate costs $15 plus a $25 tax-deductible donation. It helps fund the organization's work. With the addition, Wisconsin drivers can now choose from more than 60 specialty plates. The most popular is the all-black plate for Road America.
In a related story, Wisconsin has run out of license plates that start with the letter A after 7 years.
The Bucks in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks tonight at the State Farm Arena. Some new faces on the team, including Kyle Kuzma and center Jericho Sims, after those trades made before the deadline. Gone after 12 years with the Bucks is Chris Middleton, center Brooke Lopez.
I'm thankful that I got to know him as the man that he is. I got to know his whole family, you know, his wife and kids. I always love them. They'll always be special to me. You know, I'm obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment, you know, and I wish him nothing but the best.
NFL Super Bowl 59 coming up this Sunday in New Orleans. Even though he's played in 5 Super Bowls in the last 6 years, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he still gets a little nervous before the kickoff.
You're going to have nerves before the game, just like any big game. I think if you don't have nerves, you don't love the game enough. I have a better feel for how the week goes, and so I know when the media is, I know when practice is. I have a good plan for the week, and I think that's helped me on being more settled throughout the week.
That's the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory for 4 to 7 inches of snow starting late tonight and continuing on into Saturday afternoon. Low tonight in the upper teens. High tomorrow, mid-20s. Sunday is looking mostly sunny. Highs only 15 to 20. Right now it's 22.
Mino and the Mayor.
Well, I think everybody's been there because he was sitting there for the longest time. So I just gave him a little beep and it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant on his vaping thing. And then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. So I'm trying to get his attention. I can see that I'm giving him the finger too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him like, hey. Yeah, exactly.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back to Nightlights with Pete Schwabach. I'm not Pete. My name is Aaron Carreno, and I am filling in for Pete. So excited to be here tonight. Really great way to kick off the weekend. We've had a big first hour. We've got a bigger second hour even ahead. Phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And you can always text us right now through the Civic Media app. It's our free app. Download in the Google Play or App Store, and you can let me know who you're rooting for. Who you got? You got the Puppy Bowl? You got Kansas City? A Swifty? Cheering for Philadelphia? Or are you there? Are you the person who shows up to the party, doesn't bring anything because you're late, and you eat all the food that everybody else brought to the party? Does that sound familiar? Am I referring to something maybe I did in the past? Anyway, Hackman. You know, Conrad, you're laughing. Producer Conrad in Green Bay. I'm here in Madison. I was invited to a couple of parties. And I will just flat out say I have been that guy who has casually showed up after the party started and just kind of slid in and enjoyed all the food and the beverage that was there.
Yeah, I'm the type of guy that just brings chips. So I can say I brought
you
something.
You can't do that. You can't just bring chips.
No dip at all. Just chips. I'm be like, hey, I brought some extra. I know you were making buffalo chicken. Here's this. Now I'm going to eat all your buffalo chicken dip with my chips.
You're making McChickens, according to what you told us the first hour.
You know, that's McChickens. True. That's true.
I didn't know that was a thing. I was at a party once on the east side of Green Bay. The east side of Milwaukee. This is actually a couple months ago. And I really didn't know what to bring, so I went to Pick and Save and bought one of those big veggie trays. I didn't realize how expensive a veggie tray is.
Oh, yeah.
They're expensive.
So are the fruit trays as well.
Right? People are all up in arms about eggs. Try buying one of those veggie trays. They're expensive. And I thought I was doing pretty good, right? Because everybody was bringing some homemade food. I brought the veggie tray. And hours later, as people are leaving the party, the tray was still there with the lid. It hadn't even been opened. And the veggies were sitting out there warm for like 4 or 5 hours. I was like, why did I even buy that?
You didn't get the correct dip with it. They just didn't like the dip.
Well, you know, the dip was in the tray, you know, and you had to peel back the wrapper and everything was self-contained. That's why I don't bring anything. I'll just bring my humor and my presence as a good friend. Contributing to the party. Anyway, enough about that. We've got a busy weekend. We're talking the big game. We're talking pasty. We talked a little bit about everything, but we also have to talk about this weather, this wild weather that we had yesterday and that we're going to have tomorrow. My friend and social media weather influencer, Scott Rippey of Rippeyology joining Nightlight tonight. Scott, how you doing in Mount Horeb? What's going on?
Dude, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I can't complain. Really can't complain.
I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, I will not be able to sleep tonight unless I have a wrestling name.
We've got to get Rich back on. And give.
Yeah.
Knowing you, as long as we've known each other, I would encourage Rich to really think of that PG-13 or R-rated probably wrestling name, but we probably can't say that on the air, so
yeah, let's just go all the way NC-17 on this.
Okay. That's fair. That's fine. And by the way, NC-17 or whatever rating you want to call it, when people go to your Facebook page, Rippeyology, everything's on the table, right? I mean, there's no censoring necessarily. Talk to us a little bit about how Rippeyology came to be, what people can expect when they go to your Facebook page, and really what got you interested in weather.
Yeah, I mean, okay, let's start with the first premise, right? I mean, you know, if my page on Facebook was a radio station, it would definitely have a 7-second delay. There's a little bit of adult humor there. I got into weather. I mean, when I was in kindergarten, and I just turned into a weather geek when my grandmother bought me a weather book, and like just sort of studied weather, kind of, you know, self study sort of thing throughout my entire life. So now I've turned that passion into this community that we have on Facebook right now, and having the time of my life.
And so you've always followed weather. You and I were together. Where were we when this came up? I think we were drinking something. I don't know, because that sounds much like our friendship. And you said, you know, I think I'm going to start a Facebook page. You think I should do that? That paid off.
I think it was you actually that said, you're going to start a Facebook page. We were in Key West 6 years ago next week. We were by the pool. I think you were trying to navigate some travel issues getting back home because you were flying like Bob's dog food store, liquor shop, and airline. Whatever, and so you were trying to get home, and there were delays in your flight. We were sitting by the pool, and I had posted something about a week earlier. There was a big polar vortex that was going through Wisconsin. Wind chills were like 60 below, and I posted something that went viral. And you're like, dude, you got to start a fan page. I'm like, I don't even know how to do that. And you like popped over into my laptop and you're like, boop, 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 boop. Okay, here's how you do it. So that's how it all started. It was, yeah, it was, I think it was 6 years ago next Thursday that, you had a lot to do with that.
Well, and this is what you do full time now, right? I mean, you are doing this from the beginning of the day to the end of the night. You get people from this isn't just a Wisconsin page, correct?
No, I mean, you know, it is a little focused on Wisconsin, but we've got followers from 17 different countries and, in states all around the Midwest. So, you know, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. About 40,000 people that have sort of become a community. You know, it's not just me, like, you know, sort of barfing up weather forecasts. It really is a community that talks to each other, and we have fun. There's a lot of humor.
Yeah, you definitely know how to have fun. I mean, just on the page alone, we're talking with Scott Rippey, the social media influencer, weather influencer of the page Rippyology. And just to give everybody a preview of the little, like, how you describe your page, humor and snark, prone to adult language, three-time Best of Madison winner, Bloody Mary aficionado, recipe dabbler, somewhat opinionated, cat daddy, potentially gay. And I just think that summarizes the page the absolute best possible way. All of that.
I think the words somewhat and potentially are doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
Speaking of heavy lifting, it's not just the humor and the weather. You have interns even. It looks like 6 hours ago you posted a picture of your intern or interns, and they look like they're the happiest employees you've ever hired.
Yeah, my interns are my two cats, Cole and Sky, who are pretty much with me every minute of every day. I mean, Rippyology is a 24/7 in adventure. It's not an 8-to-5 Monday through Friday sort of thing for me. But I've always got the cats with me, and we have a bunch of sort of cat people in the neighborhood in the Rippyology community, so they like seeing the pictures, and I post those every once in a while. Cole and Sky are my interns. They're lazy as you know what, but but they help me get through the day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, this has got to be a lot of fun, right? Interacting with followers, and I'm imagining you get a lot of messages about weather and specific forecasts. I mean, I recall I was in the Denver airport flying back to Madison, and I was overhearing a conversation at the gate. They were inquiring about what the weather was going to be. I think it was possible snow or something along those lines. The woman had no idea that I'm really, really good friends with you. And she said, well, let me check to see what Rippyology says. And I remember texting you that from the Denver airport. And you said, get their address. I'm going to give them a mug.
Yeah. it really is. It's fun to be able to. I mean, I have, Aaron, I've got a, up on my computer right now, I've got a 10-page document of all of my followers' travel plans. Because for all the fun that we have on Rippyology, job number one when it comes to weather is keeping people safe. Keeping people, making sure that they're not ending up in a ditch somewhere. Getting stuck in an airport, sleeping overnight and things like that. So one of the things that, you know, that we do at Rippyology is really try to help people with their travel plans. I remember, Aaron, you and I having a laughing fit over your trip back from Erie, Pennsylvania, when you were stuck in, you were stuck in some really bad lake effect snow and decided to hop in a car because we had tickets to the Packer game.
I remember you walked me through that step by step like an absolute pro, and also curbed my anxiety. And for that, I appreciate you. Scott, hang on 1 second. Stay with us because I got a couple weather questions for you. And then we're gonna get into a couple other things, especially a big event I know you're excited about, as I am, on Sunday. Back with Scott Rippey from Rippyology. Stay with us. More to come with Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
...97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history.
How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to Nightlights. Phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. Thank you for spending your Friday night with us as we kick off another great weekend. My name is Aaron Carreno. I'm filling in for Pete. Hopefully Pete is back and ready to go again on Monday night. Very grateful to be here today, and we're on the phone right now with my friend Scott Rippey, the weather blog. I'm not even call you blogger. You're a social media influencer. You have the page Rippeyology. You keep people safe. I think that's a really great point that you made prior to the break. That is ultimately the most important thing, is keeping people safe. And you have a lot of fun doing it at the same time, as we've already heard in this last segment. Scott, you have a way with words.
Uh-oh. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, one of the things that I can do at Rippeyology that your local TV meteorologist can't do, right, is just be really frank and eye level. So I can communicate in ways that that don't just talk about the weather, but talk about the way that weather might impact you. The way that you might want to prepare, things that you might want to do to your car, and you want to feel, you know, fill up with. I mean, the TV meteorologists have on average about 2 minutes and 20 seconds every newscast. We can get into a little bit more detail on Rippeyology, talk about, and we do this a lot, actually. You know, so somebody will message me or text me and say, all right, I'm driving from A to B and I'm planning on taking this route. And I'm like, okay, so based on the storm that's incoming, I want you to take this route instead. Because I know the crews that are going to be out in certain counties, pre-treating roads and things like that. And that's all part of my job. My job is to know that, so that you don't have to know that. So getting people from point A to point B is super important. And then, as I said, I think the other thing that's really important is just to talk to people in ways that they understand. Instead of what they get on, you know, let's say their weather app. I mean, Aaron, how many weather apps do you think you have on your phone?
I think I probably have two, and I want to say what your acronym is for those weather apps, but I can't say that on the air. You'll have to go to your page to see that. But I think I got, what, two or three, maybe a couple of them?
We can say the acronym. It's SWA, and the WA is Weather App, and we'll just let people use their imagination for what the S stands for. But those weather apps that you have on your phone, there's not a single human being that is involved in those forecasts. That's all data that comes in from NOAA and from the National Weather Service. I know some of the other shows on the civic stations have been talking about this. Have been talking about perhaps some of the potential threats to funding for NOAA, and all of that data that comes into your weather app is coming from NOAA. Not a single human being touches your forecast on those apps. So that's where I'm trying to fill that void to make weather forecasting a real customized and personal solution for you.
You bring the personality to weather, and I will also say TV meteorologists right now are going through pretty stressful times, especially several meteorologists in this state, and I won't get into the specifics of that for time. But you are also just as supportive of those people. I think the weather community as a whole bands together, and you do a really good job of bringing everybody together, and I appreciate that.
I appreciate you saying that, Aaron, because there have been a lot of meteorologists that have been under attack in sort of in the name of media consolidation. One particular media group that thinks that they can just throw everything out of Atlanta from the Weather Channel and handle their weather from there. But, the Weather Channel is not going to cut in when there is a tornado that is literally a mile away from you. If we start with the premise that job one is safety and job two is communicating with people in ways that they can react to, in ways that they can understand, the meteorology community is under attack. It's not good right now.
We're talking with Scott Rippey, the weather influencer. Facebook page is Rippeyology, 3-time Best of Madison winner, one of my best friends. And really quick, Scott, we only have about a minute and a half or so. Did Jimmy the Groundhog from Sun Prairie lie last weekend when he said spring was coming up sooner this year? Because there's a weather event happening throughout Wisconsin tomorrow. Quickly, give the cliff notes. What can we expect tomorrow? And let's start like all the way up Ashland, all the way south to Beloit.
Yeah, so I mean, up north, Hayward, Ashland, Green Bay, Wausau, that sort of corridor is probably going to get the most snow tomorrow. The recent weather models are going a little bit drier, a little bit farther north. It's not going to be a huge weather event. I mean, we're talking probably 4 inches, maybe 5 inches max in northern Wisconsin. But we are in a weather pattern right now that is really conducive to multiple winter storms. So I know a lot of people have said, "Oh my God, winter is a bust." It's not. We have a good 8 weeks of winter left, and we're in a favorable pattern for winter storms. So, if you are a snow lover, if you're a snowmobiler, do not lose hope yet.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us today. Rippeyology is the page. We'll find out more about your forecast there. Thank you for joining us tonight on Nightlights, and we'll catch you online, all right?
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. More next with Terry Barr. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Supreme Court unanimously ruled today that the state's chief election official, Megan Wolf, can stay in her job, even though her term has expired, heading off a years-long effort by some Republicans who control the state Senate to oust her. The Wisconsin Elections Commission sued to keep Wolf on the job. Wolf was targeted for removal by Republicans who were unhappy with the 2020 presidential election. This ruling means Wolf can stay in her position and not face a confirmation vote by the Senate. With the snow we're on tap to receive this weekend, it's important to note that an alarming number of heart attacks are linked to shoveling snow, and the risks increase with age. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
With the combination of cold temperatures and sudden physical exertion, a problem is created. The cold temperatures constrict blood vessels, making it harder for the blood to flow efficiently. So when you pair this with the physical strain of lifting heavy snow, this increases blood pressure and heart rate, forcing the heart to work much harder. And for someone with underlying heart disease or risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity, this sudden exertion can trigger a heart attack. So people should pace themselves and take regular breaks, probably every 10 to 15 minutes. And using a smaller shovel will help to limit the weight of each load. And if you can, push the snow rather than lifting and tossing it. That'll help reduce strain on the heart.
A 34-year-old man has been charged with the stabbing death of a Green Bay man. James Doerr is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and mistreatment of an animal causing death for the January 28th murder of his addiction sponsor and the sponsor's pet poodle. The victim was stabbed 27 times. Doerr is being held on a $2 million bond. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory for 4 to 7 inches of snow starting late tonight and continuing on into Saturday afternoon. Low tonight in the upper teens. High tomorrow, mid-20s. Sunday is looking mostly sunny. Highs only 15 to 20. Currently 21 degrees.
Mino and the mayor.
You know, you're sore when you start working out after you haven't worked. Okay, so yep. No big deal.
Did you stretch before you worked out?
Yeah, big time.
You did not. Yeah, see, that's... Okay, you stretch before and after. And really, your stretch before and after should equal the time you work out.
Okay, hey, Dad.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, Joel Klicka, the creator of Outdoor Movement and Connections, stops in our studio.
And a fan favorite of our Heights Pub and Parlor music series returns to tell us about their upcoming event at the Epic Center.
Join us.
Weekday mornings 6 till 9.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back to Nightlights. Filling in for Pete Schwabba, I am Aaron Carreno, and really, thank you, Pete. Hey, Pete, thank you for having me on. Appreciate that. Pete does a great job. Love the show. Conrad, thank you for all your work tonight. Except that hat. I just don't know about that hat you're wearing.
If you want to know the story, I when I first started watching basketball, I watched one player, and his name was Kevin Durant, and I fell in love with basketball watching him. So I kind of follow him around where he goes.
All right, that's fair. I mean, I'm the guy wearing the Kansas City shirt because it's kind of misleading. You're like, who is this guy filling in for Pete? That dude. I'm actually a Green Bay fan, but if I had to choose for this weekend, it is going to be Kansas City. I do want to see the three-peat. That is our question of the night. Who are you cheering for, Kansas City or Philadelphia? And I should probably ask Terry Barr that question because I know she's a sports fan. She joins us for Bar Band Friday nights. Terry, it's great to have you back on. We're talking music here in a minute, but let's get right to this point. Who are you? Who do you got
for this weekend? I think I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm really disappointed about Eagles fans in the way they treat other fans. I know that has nothing to do with the actual football team, but that's where I'm at.
Look, we've had a couple text messages coming in that also double down on what you just said. So there is some credit to that. Mm-hmm. You can text us, by the way, through the Civic Media app. Open up the app, find your station, use the text button at the bottom of your screen. Who do you want to win the big game? Well, there's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, I hear we could be cheering for AC Voltage soon, too.
Shout out to Rich LoCascio for giving me that nickname. Great. I don't know how he comes up with that, honestly.
It was really good, and I kind of like it. I think it's going to stick.
Did he ever give you a nickname?
No, I haven't been on a same segment with him, so I've avoided any wrestling names, at least to right now.
And what's Conrad's again? What did you say yours was?
It's Con Cena.
Con Cena.
Ooh.
See, but that's like legit.
Yeah, that's
AC
good.
Voltage is like some guy who, you know, tries to entertain people on a street corner, I guess, on a Friday night in Madison. I don't know.
I can almost picture what you'll be wearing as that character.
Yeah. Halloween 2025.
Oh, dear.
Terry Barr, and you are all things music. You do a lot for us here, and you have a preview of what's happening in the music world. Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night at 6 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell us about some of these bands. Let's start with, are we starting with Rob Dees, right?
Yeah, let's start with Rob Dees. I'm expecting just a great conversation with him. This guy is a Madison-based hip-hop artist, but he's also an activist, he's an educator, and he works with kids from all around the state who may be in trouble or they were kicked out of school for something they did. And since he is an educator and a hip-hop artist, he kind of twists that and he tries to teach the kids about telling their stories, using their stories in music, instead of just kind of sitting on those stories and, you know, woe is me. He just believes if they can find power in their own stories, that down the road they can be okay. And of course, he really pushes them to do that. And it's so great because I am also going to ask him about Black History Month. With him as an activist, he believes in the month itself, but he's also one of those guys that says, I need to incorporate pieces of my history every single day of the year. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more of what he has to say about that.
Yeah, I can imagine. And more than ever now, especially, right? I mean, Black History Month is so important. And I'm glad that he's able to intertwine that into his music. And do we have a little sample? Do we have some of that music ready to go that we can here right now, a preview before tomorrow night.
We do, and in fact, it is, Aaron, a brand new song from Rob Dees. This is a rarity. He is so busy these days with all of the other projects he's involved in, and of course, he's traveling to try to help all the kids. But he was inspired, you'll like this, inspired to write this song, again, from stories. But he said, I needed to get my words out there about being patient and having grace during these challenging times around all of us. So he calls it composure.
Good stuff. Conrad, you want to cue it up?
Ain't no time to walk with my head down. Part of being a man with skin that's brown. Had that to being a man about town. And it all come out in the soul of the sound now. Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats don't get. Bread in the air, I'm some peppy lip pew. That mean I put some stank on it now with that. So, smell like that, this progression rap. Great to move forward, ain't no time to look back. Awesome, let me live so I can get at that. Cause I'm a blue collar baby, I'm my teacup cat. Some 10 and 9 like me cause I'm speaking facts. Robbie St. Luke cause I was speaking acts. Walking my belief, these words are my debris. How to keep composure through all of this grief. Cause some throw jazz for us to fall. Like they the only spot for us to ball. Work our own visions, make sure they saw off. True holiday point plays I call off. This is for those separate polarizations. Talk my soul smack on these hit quotations. For the real, we the people type situations. Must have seen faith for all the trailblazers.
Lounges, I think, around here, Terry, that we could probably put that song on, just kind of relax or sink into the couch at home, you know?
Like, I saw you grooving. Oh, yeah.
I feel that, right?
Yeah. We turned it into a Friday night dance party, too.
Well, and nobody's in here, so you can't see me, which is even better. But I love that he helps students create hip-hop projects in different areas of learning. I think that's just so important. And as a musician, I mean, he's performed with some pretty famous and very talented people. Nas, Eminem, Common.
I know.
That is just
It's incredible. He is also in the Smithsonian because of the work he's done. He did an interview, and the people from the Smithsonian Library of Congress liked it so much, they have put it in their historical library. You can go there and listen to Rob Dees from Wisconsin tell the story of Wisconsin Black history and hip hop.
That is really, really awesome. That is really, really cool. Thank you very much for sharing that. Wow. Talking with Terry Barr, it's Barr Band Friday. Terry, one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio, every Saturday night live show here on the Civic Media Radio Network starting at 6 o'clock. And Terry, you know, for somebody that hasn't listened to Max Inc. before, you know, you hear a lot on this network. You hear some politics. You have some fun at night after six. You get a little bit of everything. But Max Inc. is really all about local music and connecting those artists to the rest of Wisconsin and beyond, for that matter.
I think I've really found out by doing this with Pete every Friday. And every Friday, Pete will say to me, "Are you kidding me? More amazing bands from Wisconsin." And I love that I can sort of surprise him in that way with new bands that he has never heard. And every time he goes, "That's my new favorite." But then there's another one the next week. I think we are just so lucky, not just in Madison and Milwaukee, Eau Claire, but I think the music scene is really growing all around the state. And by music, I mean original, locally made, Wisconsin-made music.
Yeah, even in Green Bay too, right? I was visiting the team up there, and Mino and the Mayor had on a couple of artists the last couple of times I've been there. And they're just people are utilizing local radio as an opportunity to also get their music out there. And I think Max Inc. does a really incredible job. You and Jimmy and Rocker, just getting that show together and introducing people to all sorts of new music from around the state. And if you're listening right now and you're like, "Well, I've got live music," maybe they could reach out to you and share your stuff with Terry.
You
listen to everything,
do.
Right?
Yeah, they can email us, super simple, at civicmedia.us. That easy.
Music@civicmedia.us. Perfect. That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now we have a little bit more to share with everybody before we get to the end of the show. Give us a little preview of the group, The Flavor That Kills. Tell us more about them.
Well, what I find interesting about them, they're out with their fourth album now. The first three they described as retro. And then they decided to say, "Forget about it. We're just going to do whatever we feel like, whatever hits us, not trying to be like the 70s anymore." And so now they say it's a little bit more like a four-way stop sign where no one stops. So they've got this new album out. It's the song that we have from it is called American Dream. They are also going to be playing the Happy Hour of Love next Friday. It's also sponsored by WMDX along with Max Inc. Radio. And if you're in the Madison area, it's going to be happening at 5 o'clock. Everybody likes early shows now at the Gamma Ray Bar. That's downtown Madison. But we're going to, you know, put out all the information all next week. So hopefully people can come and join us.
Yeah. And we're definitely going to see some great live music there because that venue, the Gamma Ray, if you haven't been, is, I remembered it as it used to be the Frequency.
Yep.
And this place is just so cool. It is steps off the Capitol. You got to check it out. We're going to play a little bit from them, The Flavor That Kills, in just a few moments. Stay with us. We're talking with Terry Barr, host of Max Inc. Radio, Barr Band Friday Nights. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Maybe it's 6:45, maybe I'm barely alive, maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk, maybe I know you're the one, maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You and I both know that this entire week, everyone's going to be thinking about love. But what we really should be thinking about is love with our friends. No, I'm not talking about leaving the friend zone. And honestly, I can't help you with that. But what I can help with is telling you about Galentine's Day at the Children's Museum of Green Bay. That's right, it's a new WISCO 411. And on February 13th from 6 till 8 p.m., you can celebrate self-love and friendship with wine, snacks, and crafts. Pre-registration is required, so go to wgbw.fm, click events, and find out how.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. I am Aaron Carreno, filling in for Pete tonight. Of course, you can always text us through the Civic Media app. Our question of the night, who do you got winning the big game? Is it going to be Kansas City or is it going to be Philadelphia? And we've got a lot of texts coming in on the text line tonight. Looks like Steady Eddie, he's got Chiefs. He's got Kansas City. He's got the team that I'm cheering for, that Terry Barr, thank you. We're the minority here and cheering for them. You know, it is what it is, right? By the way, today, Terry, is also National Gumball Day. Bubble Gum Day.
Okay.
And do you remember when you would go into the bars or the music venues and they'd have the little candy machines you put in the quarter and you twist it? That. Are we still able to eat that? Is that still okay to consume those?
If it's been in there for years and years.
Will we break our teeth? Like,
ooh.
Maybe not.
I like Bazooka. Remember the cartoon? But I don't think I ever actually chewed the gum.
Did Bazooka have the comic strips with him?
Yes. Yeah.
Am I old enough to remember
was
that?
Fun.
All right. Yep. That's right. It's Bar Band Friday here on Nightlight, and we just got through a great artist, Rob Dees, and we're talking now about The Flavor That Kills. Remind us again, they're going to be performing at Gamma Ray Bar. Gamma Ray
right.
Bar, is it? Is it called Gamma Ray Bar? I just forget the
name
of that.
Yep.
Great music venue, an intimate music venue right off the Capitol Square here in Madison. When is that show again?
It is the Happy Hour of Love on February 14th, and it starts at 5 o'clock. Get you home by probably 7:30.
My kind of night these days, Terry.
I know.
My kind of night these days. Let's play a little bit from them. Sound like okay. a plan? All right. Let's do it. What's the song again?
American Dream.
American Dream. Here we go. Hey. American Dream. Woo! Terry, that is fantastic. Can't wait to see them at Gamma Ray. And thank you. You'll have more on them tomorrow night on Max Inc.
Yeah, they'll be in studio to talk all about the show coming up.
Awesome. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Max Inc. Radio. Terry Barr, always appreciate having you here. Barr Band Fridays with Nightlight. You have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Everybody, too. Have a great weekend.
Go, Casey. All right. Thank you, Terry. We appreciate you, and that pretty much wraps it up for us tonight. Wow, that went fast, Conrad.
It really did.
Wow. What's next?
Well,
getting your McChickens ready for the weekend? Your homemade McChickens?
I am prepping them tonight.
And we kind of covered it all tonight. We had music. We talked foul weather. We had our pasty conversations and the big game. So lots to look forward to. Hopefully Pete is back and healthy next week. Tuesday, he has on Madison film critic Rob Thomas. Wednesday, actor Glenn Morshower from Black Hawk Down 24 Bloodline. In musical act 7,000 Apart performs live from Sweden via StreamYard.
Yep, they will be in Sweden. So it's about 11 p.m. So it'll be late for them, but not for us.
All right. And then Thursday, John McGivern, great guy, host of Main Streets on PBS. So funny. Such a good dude at the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Conrad, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for having me here, Pete. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba across the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a wonderful weekend. Yeah.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump exacting more of the retribution he promised when he was running for office, this time targeting his predecessor.
Trump posting on social media that he is revoking the security clearance of former President Joe Biden, saying that he will no longer receive intelligence briefings, cutting off any access to classified information. In that statement, he says that the former president cannot be trusted.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Biden did the same thing to Trump 4 years ago. A federal judge is pausing the administration's bid to dismantle the Agency for International Development. Two associations representing federal workers say Trump doesn't have the authority to do this so quickly. A federal jury in Los Angeles convicted County Sheriff's Deputy Trevor James Kirk in the incident in 2023 in which he was recorded violently tackling and pepper spraying a woman who was recording the arrest of a man nearby. This is ABC News. The president